Okay, let's begin. We're up to the afternoon Gimel Lamed Beis. We're up to about a third way down. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines after it gets wide from the top. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Ein machazirin al ho'ur kaderech. Nine lines after it gets wide. 9 lines after it gets wide in the top.
6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm reviewed on the Rav. Yes. We're not machzu al ur the same way we're machzu al mitzvah. In other words, if you don't have ur, if you don't have light for besamim, I mean for havdala, the world goes on. Don't search. Don't you're not mechuyev to be mevatel yourself from your other activities in search of light. Amar Bezeva Mireish, he gives an example of this principle. Mireish, originally, Havim Hadrona, I used to search for light in the Tzoy Shabbos to make the bracha.
Which mitzvahs?
Every mitzvah to take Lulav and Esrog. So you mechuyev to do, even give up.
Havdalah is the right
side. Havdalah, I don't think Havdalah is the right. I don't know. I don't think it's the right side. Kiddush is the right side. But it's a mitzvah derabbanan. Every mitzvah derabbanan, you mechuyev to do. You mechuyev to give up your money. Can't give up how much of your money you mechuyev to give up. They're a gedorm. I don't know the gedorm. But it comes to a mitzvah, you have an obligation to pay money. You have an obligation to be matriach yourself, to mekayim the mitzvah. So how far does that obligation go when it comes to the loot, comes to the bracha, bereim, oirei, hoish? Not talking about Havdalah. Havdalah yimuchuyev. Yimuchuyev by the lakais. Akais shal yayin, if not chamar medina. But when it comes to the bracha, bereim, oirei, hoish, the Gemara is telling us a new principle. It's a different type of mitzvah. And all the categories of mitzvah has to be defined relative to other mitzvahs. But the Gemara is saying, yinam mechuyev to machzer al ha'ur, kederech shemachzirin al ha'mitzvah when it comes to other mitzvahs. There's Rashi over here. Let's see Rashi di Ramas. To search for or. Amar Abizer, Mireish, she gives an example of this principle originally. Have Mahadrana, Mahadrana. No, can you give me a taiva? Can you just bring a little bit closer? I think it's the range is too far. This thing is not picking it up. It's making this background noise. Bring it right towards close to the end of the table. Close, even closer. Right towards the beginning of the table. Okay, is it a little better now? Okay, no, do it turn the other way because of the feedback. I don't know why it's making that noise. What? No. Bring it closer. No. Closer to me. Because this thing doesn't have such a high range. No, alright, is it better now? Is it working?
The mic is
good. What? To me, no, the mic is good. I can make the volume higher. Because the mic is good. Otherwise, it's too much. Problem is, why is there that static sound? Has to do with this. Alright, let's go right. So the movie here says, okay, the Gemara is better now? Okay. I think the range, it's a very shlacha range. It's good, now it's good. It's good, right?
It's good.
Okay, good, right. Okay, so the Gemara here says, So you're not mechuyev to machzer on or the same way machzer for the mitzvahs. Amar zemereish hava mahadrona. I used to search for or kevon. Wait 1 second. I'm rubbing it against myself. What? You're also supposed to bend it. The trick is supposed to be, you're supposed to bend it. Bend it like this and make a loop. Alright. Mireish. So Zera illustrates this idea. I used to I used to go and search for ore. Kevon the Shaman the Lohod Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Once I heard Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said that Yinam Chuyu to Machzer for Or, Ano Nami Loi Mehadrona. I did not search for Or. Ela Imikla Li Memela Mevarichna. If I had Or, I made a bracha. If not, I did not make a bracha. Next, Mishachal, a person, we learn from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a person, this thing is driving me crazy. What? You don't need it? Alright, this makes it. Can you just look if there's another battery in there? In the bed. Alright, it's probably not. What? Okay, let me see. No, I don't think it's used. What? It makes a difference to me. It definitely makes a difference to me. Same thing. Settling with the settings on the aux, one of the settings. Alright, now we'll just forget about it. Okay, let's go right. Omar, Mishu, learn the Mishnah, a person eats and he makes a bracha. And then what happens when he makes the bracha? He eats and then he leaves his location. And then he realizes he forgot to bench. Is he mechuyev to return to his original location to recite the benching? So this is a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel. Shammai says you must go back to the place where you ate to recite the Birchas Hamazon. Beis Hillel disagrees. You do not need to go back. You can bench wherever you find yourself. Omar Rav Zvid, Vitem Rav Dimi Bar Abba, machlokes beis Shochel. Machlokes, do you have to go back and return to the location to make brachas? Well, you forgot. It was an accident. Avol b'meizid, even beis Hillel agrees, you must go back and bench in the place where you made the bracha. Avol b'meizid, you must return to l'mekoymoy b'yivarech and make the bracha. Pshit, of course, v'shochach tanan. We learned in the mission of v'shochach, you forgot. And you forgot means that's what they argue. So Mori says, no, ma'hu, the same, who I did not defilu b'meizid. You might be misled to believe, even b'meizid, even their base Hillel says you don't need to go back. You forgot. The chiddush of Beis Shammai, even the situation when it was an accident, even there Beis Shammai requires you to go back. That's why kamash mula, no, the word v'shachach is not just lav dafka, it's dafka. Only v'shachach is beis Hillel lenient and does not require you to go back. But if you were amazed, even beis Hillel agrees you mechuyev to go back and recite the brachas hamazon b'mekoymoy. Tanya l'braisa, amru l'ham beis Hillel beis Shammai. L'divrei chachamim, according to beis Shammai, that requires a person to return. Let's say it's a very great tircha. For example, mishachal b'resh habira. A person eats in the top of a palace in the attic on a high story. The shochach, the yorat, the loy berach. Does that mean the person is mechuyev to matriach himself to go to the top of the palace, all the way back up all those flights of steps? Yachzor l'rosh habir v'yivarech. He must go all the way back to the top of the palace and make the bracha again. Make the bracha. Let me ask you a question. Let me answer your question by posing a question to you. L'divrechem that hold ginam mechuyev to return to the place where you ate. Mi sheshochach arniki b'rosh habir. Let's say a person forgot a wallet. A person was eating. A person had a meeting. And he left his wallet with $1 million in his wallet on the third story. Loyale v'yatileno. Are you not going to go back and retrieve your wallet? L'chvoid atzmai hu oyle. If you go and you're so careful for your own honor, you're willing to go up to the eye for your own honor. L'chvoid shram loykotin. Why is Hashem's honor always less than the honor of man? Same way, for your own honor, you return to where you retrieve your wallet. So if you move to return to the place where you ate in order to bench Hashem. Numar is a story. Hanu trei talmidei dechadachav. Two students. One forgot to bench, and it was an accident, and it was machmir, and he returned to his location to bench. And in reward for doing this, the Ashkach, Arniki Didahavi found a wallet full of gold. Hashem rewarded him for being machmir and returning to his original location. The Chad Ovid Kibimezid Kibesil was another student that behaved like Beis Hillel. He was amazed. He deliberately chose to leave the place where he ate, and he did not bench, and b'mezid he chose to leave the place where he ate, and the achle arye he was punished. A lion ate him up. There's another story. Rabba Babakhana Havikazal Bishar Bishar Bishai Rasa. He was traveling in a caravan. Ochal he ate. The Ishtale he forgot. It was a shogeg. Vloy Berach. Omar, so he said to the, what am I going to do now? Hechi Evid, I mean Lu in Shay, if I'll tell the, my companions I forgot to bench, wait for me. Inshi Lavorik, I forgot, they'll tell me it's too bad. Bench here, we're not going back for you. Amrili, they'll tell me Baruch Kol Kamo de Mavorchas, Lerachmona Mavorchas. Bench here. Wherever you bench, Hashem is listening. You're benching to Hashem, Hashem is all over. So we're not going to wait for you. It's no excuse. You forgot, too bad for you. We're not going to wait for you, and we're going forward. So Mutav, so you know what? I'll trick them. It's better. De'aminilu, I'll tell them in Shai Yoina de Dehava. I'll tell them I forgot a gold dove. In other words, I forgot something very expensive. That they will understand. If I'll tell them I forgot the bench, they won't care. But I'll tell them I forgot $1,000. Oh, that they'll relate to. Then they'll let me go back and do it. Amar lahu, so he told them, in truly wait for me. The inshai I forgot. Yoina did have a gold dove. Ezel he went. Uberich he benched, and a miracle happened. The Ashkach Hashem Hashkocha Protes he found. Yoina did have the Marzakash. Why did he tell them when he made up this that they had this idea? Why did he tell them that a gold dove? Umay shna yoina a yoina dimitile kineses yisrael yoina klal yisrael is compared to a yoina. The siv is very good for every Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur you lay a sefer yoina. He wasn't called yoina for nothing. So why is it the chesiv says the pasuk can't fe yoina nechba bekesef, the wings of the yoina are covered with silver, the av the evroi seho, and its wings, it's the points of the wing, the rak chorutz, this is, refers to a certain type of very fine gold. The wings are silver and the points of the wings are made from the finest gold. Ma yoina ein nitzelas ela bichnafeha, a yoina saves itself, it's able to fly away from danger with its wings. Af yisrael einam nitzoilin ela b'mitzvah, Klal Yisrael can save themselves from tzara through the schus of a mitzvah. In fact, I saw yesterday, a beautiful drasha from Rav Mordechai Kornfeld. He has a lot of very chashuv chidush. He's talking to one who's a very big dafyomi person. He wrote this advancement that's online, this koilo, where they dafyomi inyanim. And he has his own drasha, own chidushim, where he says there are six different midos we find by a yoina, and he shows that in sefer yoina mamish all of the six midos yoina hamid yoina amiti yoina from the sefer yoina had mamish the six midos found by yoina. He has a drasha comparing the two together. Let's go weiter. We have the Adi who we learn understand how long can a person bench? A person eats and he does not bench. When does the benching expire? So what's the shir? Kama shiur. So the Mishnah says equal. As long as he has not yet digested the food, what is the shir of digestion? He's not hungry. As long as he is still satisfied from his previous meal, he can bench. A person eats and does not drink. You have to make the calculation. If I would have eaten the food mountain that I would have eaten, I would still be thirsty. When you eat, it causes you to become thirsty. In order to learn, you're not satisfied until you drink. The achila causes a thirst. So the person would eat this amount of food and he would, how long he would still be thirsty? That's already called that it's not yet zman equal. Now, what are the shiurim? I do not know. The Gemara says gives numbers in a moment. Some say Rav Yema bar Shizbi lamar zotra. The Amar Shlakish Hachi, the Rish Lakish would say the zman achila is sheyitzma machmas achilasai. The Amar Rabbi Yerami, Amar Rish Lakish, kama shir equal sayins kede lahalech arba milas vipas alach lemaisav 72 minutes. The amount of time it takes to walk 4 milin, which is 18 times 4, 72 minutes. Like kasha. So we have a stira. One place it says the zman is 7 2 minutes. The other place it says that the zman is that you're still thirsty. The Gemara says kan b'achila meruba, kan b'achila muetes. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Rashi learns achila muetes is as long as you're still thirsty because of the achila. Achila meruba, the shir is 72 minutes, the shir to walk for milin. Taisvah says pum fakert. Achil mu'etes is 72 minutes, achil mu'ruba, as long as you are still thirsty. Bolahim yain. If wine comes in the meal, so we learned that what do we learn in the Mishnah? That you then go to the chulu, referring over here to the halach of shemen. And will you? I'm sorry, referring to the bracha that the Mishnah goes on to say that if you, even if you did not hear the beginning of the bracha, you can still answer amen to the end of the bracha. You don't need to hear the entire bracha in order to be allowed to answer amen. It's not called an amen yisayma. Lememra the yisshol afagav the lo shama kula bracha oine. Even though you did not hear, that's what the Mishnah says, even though you did not hear the entire bracha, you can answer amen. But v'chilo shama hechi nafik. But if you did not hear the entire bracha, how can you fill your obligation? The Gemara is making an assumption that the people that are answering Amin are being Yoytzei Dechayvasan. They did not, they want to drink wine, and the only way they're going to be able to drink wine is by answering Amin to the Bracha. But if they did not hear the Bracha, you cannot drink wine, you cannot be Yoytzei. So one thing, you can answer Amin. Okay, maybe you can answer Amin if you're kneeling the entire Bracha. But how can you fulfill your obligation for this mitzvah, for this obligation, if you did not hear the entire Bracha from beginning to end? But V'chila Shem Hechi Nafik V'amar Rabbi the Gemara answers, if you not, how could you be yitzah? Amar b'chi barav b'shaloi ochal imahen einochinami. We are discussing a situation where the people that are answering amen did not eat with this person. In other words, they're not answering amen for the purpose of drinking yayin. They did not, they're just visitors. They just happened to come, be passing by and enter into this home. But they're not answering amen for the purpose of drinking. If they were answering amen for the purpose of drinking, einochinami, they would not be allowed to answer unless they would actually hear the entire bracha from beginning to end. V'chein amar Rav Nachman amar Rabba bar Havua b'shaloi ochal imohen. Next, amar lei Rav l'chia b'rei. Rav once said to Chia his son, "Bari my son, chatoif u'barich. Grab the bracha. If you ever have an opportunity to believe the zimun and to take the kosher bracha and say and make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Baruch Hagafen, seize the opportunity. It's a maila, it's a hider to lead the zimun. V'chein amar Rav Huna l'rabba b'rei chatoif, grab it. U'baruch and make the bracha. Seize the opportunity. L'memro d'mevarech chadif, does that mean to say that making the bracha is better? Maybe it's not so good to lead the zimun. Because if you lead the zimun, you're going to make the bracha. And the other people are going to answer amen. If you make the bracha, you can't answer amen to your own bracha. What's better, to make the bracha or to answer amen? Bishleima b'rechas ha'shacha, you can do both. I'll make my own brachas. I'll answer amen to someone else's brachas. But when it comes to benching, only one person can make the bracha and one person is going to answer amen. So what is better, to make the bracha or to answer amen? L'chari, by telling his son to make the bracha, making the bracha is better. But I'll show you now, remember the b'varech adif, b'imand ani amen, v'yatayim under the b'raisa, Rabbi Yossi, oimer gadol ha'ina amen yoyseven ha'mevarech. It's better to answer amen more than to make the bracha. And I'll bring you Raya and the Yishir of Vav, some Yishir of Vav into the Gemara. V'omar Rabbi Nohorai, Hashamayim Kena. I'll prove to you, I swear, that answering Amen is more choshev than making the bracha. Hashamayim Kena, who? Teda proved to you, Shehrei Gul Yorin. Gul Yorin means the less choshev troops in an army. First come the simple soldiers, the foot soldiers. Yardin, Umiskarin, the Muhammad. They provoke war. The Gibarim, Yardim, Umenatzchen, and then the Gibarim come, they finish up the battle. So you see, when you make a bracha, first come the simple folk, and then come the Gibarim. So too, when you bless Hashem, first come the simple people who makes the bracha, and then the Gibarim, the Mochosha people, they answer Amen. That's the Hashlam of the bracha. So the Morris in the Chanami Tzmech like it's Tanoim, Tanoim. The Tanya, within one bride, say, Echon of Rech Mechna, Oin, Amen, they're both equal. Bemashma, They're both equal. They're both part of blessing. They both get reward. Ella shemim maharin l'mavarich yosim ha'ina amen. In heaven, they bring reward to the one who makes the bracha before they bring reward to the one who answers amen. In other words, this brisa clearly holds that the one who makes the bracha is more choshev than the one who answers amen. But we learned above, there's another opinion, another brisa that says, no, adrab, the one that answers amen is better than the one who makes the bracha. I once heard a beautiful Jewish, why tackle should it be the one that answers amen should be better than the one that makes the bracha? I think I once said this over here before, because when you say a bracha, you're mentioning two things. The Shem Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam. Sheimu Malchus. When you answer Amen, what does Amen stand for? Kel Melech Neman Emuna. It's Kel, Hashem's name, Melech Malchus, plus Neman. Hashem is Neman. So Gadol Ha'ina Amin Yosem and Hamavarech, you're adding the mile of Emunah over the one who makes the bracha, only says Kel Amelech. But on the other hand, the one who makes the bracha is specific. He's specifying Asher Kedeshonim B'mitzvah Sivanu Al Mitzvahs, whatever, Al Mitzvahs Sukkah, Al Mitzvahs, whatever the mitzvah is. So each has a mile, even though the one that ends Amin has Emunah, what? I'm sorry. Whatever the bracha is, you got me. Whatever the bracha is, there's a specificity in the mitzvahs. Each has a maila, and that is machlokes tanoim. Baita. Are you allowed to answer amen after a child's bracha? Amalei. Achar hakoil oinin, amen chutz mitinoka shobes shabon, hoil ulislamin, as soon as slamin for the real bracha, it's only meant for practice. They're not having kavana, they're only practicing, therefore it's not proper. It's an amen chatuf, amen yisayma, it's not a real amen. Amen is a shem Hashem. Kel melech neman, you just shouldn't say amen levatola, it's a dover chomor, it's an avera. So if a child, it's not a serious bracha, it's just practice, then you should not answer amen after a child's bracha. However, when they're not reciting the maftir, it seems that time chazal was very common for children to get maftir. They got the maftir. Today, you don't give children, you give the most chashu person maftir. You don't give maftir to a child, but make a right a child can't get maftir. And they gave it to a child, but when they say maftir, they make the brachas on the haftarah, then they're doing it for real. It's not just for practice, it's for real, it's the real deal. Mamela, then oin, and then you can't answer amen to those berachos. L'Rashi says, I've been the miftarayu, kishoimim haftoira, umavarchin betoira, uvenevim oinim acharehem amen. Okay, right, it's about shemen. Now, we're dealing with a situation, time, chazal, when after they had dessert, and after they had even was after my machreinim. We know that once a person says let's bench, it's already curtains. You can't make any more brachas. But time chazal was not so. They would have shemen. They would bring out after they would wash my machreinim. They would bring out oil and they would smear their hands with oil to remove any filth, any type of bacteria, purel. I guess the oil of time chazal, you know, even the water doesn't kill all the germs. Purel kills 90%, so they say. I don't know if it's really true, but so they say. It kills all the germs. So they bring out oil, and the oil would remove the zuhama. You know purel is? So it would take away the zuhama, all of the unpleasant odor or filth that was on the hand. So the meal was not over until they brought out the oil. So you're not even allowed to bench. Not only that, Rashi goes on to say, is that you can still eat more food if you change your mind and you want to eat another dish. You do not need to make a new bracha because it's not considered your kaveya to bench until you smeared your hands with oil. Tarnabanan, shemen ma'akeves ha-bracha divir Rebbe Zilai. Let's see Rashi. Shem ma'akeves ha-bracha shemen shohayu regilim lohavi b'sof ha-suda l'soch achar ha-suda etz ha-yada Achar mayim acharoinim. Unbelievable. Even after the mayim acharoinim, lahavir es zuhamosan. Makvas abrocha she'osu lezamein. You're not allowed to say zimun ad sheyuvon until it's brought. V'chein linyin shemakiv berocha. It's called davar abom bikinu chasuda. It's not makiv abrocha. In other words, shemuto lo'ochloi b'loi berocha ad sheyaschuhu. Even though it appears from Rashi, similar reading. Even though you already wash mayim achronim. By us, that's impossible. Us, you wash mayim achronim, then to talk about. You have to bench. You can't make a new, you need to make a new brach if you want to eat anything after mayim achronim. But over here, since the minute goes that it's not over until you bring it until the shemen, even though you wash mayim achronim from Rashi Tzmashma, you can eat without making a brach. Okay, right in the Gemara. Rabbi Zivai with a vav, Oimer, Einoy ma'akiv, that's not so. Even though you did not yet bring the shem, you're allowed to do zimun. Rabbi Achav, Omer Shem and Toiv, it depends. He makes a pshara. There are different types of oil. If they're using the high quality oil, that's ma'akiv. But if you're not using high quality oil, then it's no big deal. Then it's not ma'akiv. Once you wash from Achronim, it's too late already. Rabbi Zuhamo Omer, Kishem Shem Zuam Posul Avoida, just like a person that is a mezum, has an odor, has some type of illness, or his body produces an abnormal odor, is unfit la avoida, kach yodayim mezuhamois. After one eats, Tom of Chazal, it was very common, they had very, I don't know, a certain type of diet they had, where the food was caused there to be a lot of zuham on the yodayim. I guess it's not like today, whatever the case was. Pesulas lebracha, you're not allowed to bench until the zuhama is removed, and the way the zuhama is removed is with shemen. Amar Rav Nachman, there are really four opinions. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ano lo zilai. I don't know from the first person whose name was zilai, v'lo zivai, v'lo zuhama, and not from the third person, zuhamai. I'm sorry, there were three amoraim. Yadana ela masnisa, yadana, I just know a brisa, the amar Rav Yehuda amarav, the amar, some say it was b'masnisa tana. It says in the pasuk, v'hiska dishtem, you shall be holy. And the Gemara darshan, what is it referred to? Elamayim rishonim, the yisem kidoshim, elu mayim acharoinim, the mayim acharoinim, ki kodosh zesh shemen. So it's ma'akev. It is ma'akev. Period. Ani Hashem Elokeichem zo bracha. You must have all three. You can't make the bracha until you have. You can't bench until there's ma'am shoinim, then you have a meal, ma'am achroinim, shemen, and then finally you have birchas amazon. Hadron Allah elu dvarim. Hadron Allah elu dvarim. Hadron Allah elu dvarim. Haroya. Person sees what? All three. He disagrees with all three. So he's saying, what's yeah, I hear what you're saying. But he says, I don't need to come on to them. He's not coming to disagree in halacha. He's coming to say, I don't need to come on to memris. I have a brice, I have a makor, based on the pasuk. The yisem kidoshim, they just stam, they're talking misvara. I have a makor from a pasuk in the Torah. Okay, haroya makam shasu, you have to know the article, some of the words. Okay, you have to get ready to help me, just a few words, I don't know what they mean. Haroya makam, what?
They
this they have. Haroya makam shnasu by nisim lishol, a place where nisim udon lishol, oimer, you must say bruch, she'osem nisim lavasein, the makam azeh. You must make this bracha. Makam shenekom min avar akam, a place where avar desar was uprooted, there's a special bracha. Oimer baruch, she'okar akum, avoidas kechom azolos me'artzenu, what? Even today, is there a place that we know we are Akum? Today, do we have Avodah Zarah? We don't really have Avodah Zarah b'zman hazeh. Buddhism, I don't know, it's a big mishael if we have Avodah Zarah. It's really going to be a day. You go to Afghanistan, they say they have the mamish, the real Indian Afghanistan. Okay, they have the real deal. I do not know. This is a very big shilas. I don't know. They have little shapels. They had a whole, they had all these shilas. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. It's very complicated. It's not so pashut. Let's go weiter. Okay, next. So there's special brachas. You make a bracha she'os and islam sinim b'mokim hazeh, and you make a bracha she'ok she'nekar mimenu baruch she'okar akum me'artzenu. Now, it also me'artzenu l'choy only Eretz Yisrael. Okay, only Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Yaretz, it's different. Okay, weiter. Al hazikin, what are zikin? Art scroll.
Zikin
doesn't say. Okay, I'll wait for the Gemara then. Okay, zikin is some type of comet.
The Gemara will define
some type of comet, right? Something like that. That's the Gemara later on. Okay, zikin is koychav shavit. It says here, ois gimel. Who koychav hayara kechet spirukim makom makom, a flying star,
a shooting star.
Okay, so a chayis. I don't know. Not clear. Al azikin, some type of flying stars. Vial hazivaos, art scroll. What does it say?
Earthquake.
Ah, earthquake. Good. Vial horo amim.
Haram is thunder.
Vial haruchais, strong wind. That's a tornado, right? Tornado, some whirlwind, some very strong wind. Vial habarak, what's the gather? How many miles per hour was a strong wind? Category 5, category 3, hurricanes, chves, I don't know. Vial haruchais, vial habarakim on lightning. Oimer, so all these things you say, baruch, shekoychoi ugivuraso mole oilam. And you have to have both together. You have to have thunder and lightning together. We know that. You have to, you don't have to have both together, right? Okay, I don't know what else. You have to look at the halachas. Vial.
The thunder first.
Lightning, and then thunder.
But you have to see it.
You have to see
the lightning.
See lightning
and hear the thunder. And let's say you only see the lightning, you can't make the bracha.
Sorry.
What?
Then you make a bracha. It's a nice situation.
If you just see lightning without the thunder, or thunder without lightning. You don't see the actual bolt. Let's say that yes, you see the bolt. You just see you're walking with your head down.
Then you just make sure that Shabbat was
there. What? Okay, we have to look at the halachos. Let's go weiter. We have to look at the halachos. We have to look at the halachos. Weiter. Al haharim v'al hagvois v'al hayamim. Now, what about when you see mighty mountains? Go to the Grand Canyon, make a bracha it's my space, right? Isn't that true? You go to the Grand Canyon, make a bracha it's my space? Shaila? Okay. Do Niagara Falls. You make a bracha on Niagara Falls?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
You don't make?
For
Shaila. Okay, I do not know. I was never there. The Al Horim on the mountains. The Al Hagvos on the hills. The Al Hayam on the seas. We'll see the what seas. The Al Hanahoros on the rivers. The Al Hamidboros and on deserts. Oimer Baruch Oise Maise Bereshis. Now notice here, this says Oise Bereshis. Over here on the side of the Gemara, there's another gears that says, it says Oise Maise Bereshis. So how come the Gemara over here doesn't have Oise Maise Bereshis? So it's the Gemara that you run off and test. Kisayad, okay, so over here, Baruch Oise Bereshis, does Oise Maise Bereshis? Okay, so you have different opinions. What the exact Nusuch is? Is it Oise or Oise? It's another machlaikas. Oise, remember they had the Bechus Achala. Half of the people had Oise, and half had Oise. Difference in is it Hashem continuously creating, or is Hashem in the past? Oh, let's go weiter. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hayroy es hayom hagadol." Oimer baruch she'asa es hayom hagadol. Ah, so also shal. Does it mean the Mediterranean, or does it mean the Atlantic or the Pacific? What is the yom hagadol? Pashas means the Mediterranean, right? Kol shekain the Atlantic. Okay, I don't know. I'll go right. I don't know how long, as you see. I have to work on that. This man should eul leprakim, another condition, only when you see it once in 30 days. If you see it within 30 days, then you do not make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha with Zanazet? It's not so posh. It's very complicated. Zanazet, you go on a plane. How often do you see the Atlantic Ocean? Okay, you live here in the city. You go to work. How often do you see the Atlantic Ocean? What?
Hey.
What? When was the last time you saw the Atlantic Ocean? I don't know. I haven't seen it in quite a long time. Why, you see the Hudson?
Well, some people live right near there.
Okay, but what about us? What about you live in Brooklyn? You don't go out every Dalai Lama, so you go to Manhattan. So you go to Manhattan. So what do you really see? You see the East River, the crossover. The crossover to Brooklyn, Manhattan. You see the East River? Is that... Okay, I don't know the answer. People, obviously, you don't see people making brachas every other day on the Atlantic Ocean. So what's talking about shat? I don't know. Right. Al ha-geshamim v'al b'soros tevos. Rain. And good news. Oimer baruch ha-toyve ha-meted. That means when it has not, it's a drought. When there's a drought and all of a sudden it rains, after a long drought, you make the bracha baruch hatoyve hametiv. Because rain is not just good for you, it's good for others as well. Al besoros ro'os, rachmona l'tzalam, bad news, oimer baruch dayon ho'emes. Next. What?
It's bad news.
Death.
Only death?
No, other bad news. Person loses money. Any bad news. Mikra did any bad news. Any badness. We don't really know what's bad, so we only make on what Chazal tell us is on death. Rachman al son. Bane bayis chadash. A person builds a new house. The kone kelim chadash. We buy new kelim. Oy me make a bracha baruch shechiyane v'kimane v'gidol azman hazeh. Mevarech al hara me'ein al ha'tayva. You make a bracha on raw. Me'ein, and the Gemara is going to explain, means even though right now it's raw. Let's say something right now is raw, but it will turn into good later on. Or vice versa, something right now is good, but you know that eventually it will turn into bad later on. It doesn't matter. Right now, if it's good right now, you make the bracha, and if it's bad right now, you make the bracha, even though things are going to change in the future. The Gemara will explain this in much more detail. Mevorach al hara me'ein ha'toiva, ve'al ha'toiva me'ein hara, Rashi, mevorach al hara me'ein al ha'toiva, you make a bracha on hara me'ein al ha'toiva. Dayin Ha'emes. Yalla Toiv Emein Ala Ra, Toiv Meitev, Gemara Mefarish Sheikh Yidami, the Gemara explains what this means. Basically it means that even though the good will turn into bad, the bad will turn into good, but since right now it's good, so now you make the bracha Toiv Ha'emetiv. If right now it's bad, even though it's going to turn into good, right now the bracha Dayin Ha'emes is appropriate. Next, V'atzoik L'sha'avar, a person complains about the past. Harei Zo Tfilah Shav, you mispalel that what happened should not have happened. It's too late. You live in a world of reality. It's too late. It's too lashav. Hayis ishtam uberes. A woman's, a man's wife is pregnant. So the gender already has been decided. It's already past 40 days. It's either already inside the womb of zachar and nekeva, and a person on the spalel of zachar and nekeva. V'yomer yirotzen shetelet ishti zachar harei zo tefil lashav. Hoya baba derech v'shema kol tzevach. You hear someone screaming the ear. V'yomer yirotzen shaloi tehei b'soich b'si harei zo tefil lashav. So simply this means, simply this means it shouldn't be, shouldn't, it's already, it is what it is. Or you can, if it's a, what? That Tom, that's an exceptional story. That's a nice, that's a miracle. But he hears that there's a problem and it should not be in my house. It's nonsense. It is what it is. Either is it in your house or it's not in your house. May let's tefillah shav. The Musar though is what? You only care about yourself. You don't care about someone else. It's not right. As long as the tzara is not my tzara, and it's someone else's tzara, that's not so terrible. How come you're not mishtatef in the tzara and shal Yisrael? It's a tila shav. There's a musa over here that it's a terrible thing for a person to say, no, as long as it's not my problem. Hanichnas the krach. A person comes into the city, mispalel shtayim. You come into a city, you should mispalel twice. Achas b'chnitzas, achas b'yitzaso. One when you enter, and one when you leave. What's the purpose of this? That you should enter in peace and leave in peace. When you come in, you shouldn't get into trouble. You shouldn't get involved with people and get involved in business that will lead to trouble. And when you leave, you give shavach v'haydot Hashem that you have left in peace. Excuse me, Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, Arba, a person misspell four tefillos, four brach, four why? What are the four? You have to give hoidah for the past, and give Sheva, and give Mispalel for the future. When you come into the city, you thank Hashem that you brought me here, that my journey was successful. I have arrived at the gate of this city in peace. I traveled from a far distance. I traveled from America all the way to China. It's dangerous. I made it to China. No, you give Shevach to Hashem that your journey was successful, peaceful. Now I come into China, I have to be mispalel, I should be matzliach in my business. So you mispalel, everything should go okay. When you leave, you thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I am leaving in peace, I was successful, and I mispalel that I should arrive at my destination, I should come back home to Eretz Yisrael, wherever I'm going, in peace. Arba, shtayim b'chnisaso, ushtayim b'yitziaso. Noisin hoido al she'avar. You thank Hashem for the past that you have reached this destination in peace, v'tzoyek, and you cry, you mispalel al ha'osid. Next, chayiv adam levarich al ha'ra'ah, kishem shemavarich al ha'tayva shenemar, v'yahavta, eis Hashem lokecha, b'chol levavicha, two double blush and rabbin. B'chol levavicha, b'shnei yitzorechu, your two different passions, your two different, one of the two passions, b'yetzor ha'tayv, v'yetzor ha'ra'ah, both. Uvichol nafshcha, afilu hu noiteles nafshecha, even if a person has to give up his life, uvichol miyodecha, uvichol mumoincha, with all of your possessions. That's, now here we come to the Gemara's drash, the word, how do you know the chayin kaltrecha for ra? Dovar acher, this is what the Gemara was referring to when the Gemara said that a person has to mirech Hashem al ra, kashem shach la ta'idu v'acher, uvichol miyodecha, uvichol mida, umida, shahu moide l'cha, every measure. Whatever Hashem gives a person, whatever Hashem serves a person in this world, even though it appears to be harmful, it appears to be painful, ra, a person must still thank Hashem. Heve moide lo, thank Hashem. Next, lo yekil adam esrosho keneged shar hamizrach. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you come to the east gate of Yerushalayim, do not behave with kaloi srosh. Why? Shumuchuvin keneged beis kodesh hakadosh, because the eastern gate is opposite the eastern gate, the beis hamigdash. You come into the mizrach, you come into the mizrach. The kosel hamaravi bezman hazeh, that's the back. That's the back side of the beis hamigdash. A person may not come to the harbais with his staff, with his shoes, with his money belt, with dust on his feet. You may not make the harbais a shortcut to go from one part of the city to the other part. That is disrespectful. It's written to spit on in the harbayis, certainly kal v'chaymer. Kol choysmei brachos sheb midosh hayoymerim ad ho'olam, period. Now to understand this, we must read the Rashi very quickly. Kol choysmei brachos sheb midosh hayoymerim ad ho'olam. What does this mean? So Rashi says, we said the times. Aminan. Ein oinin amen b'midosh. The midosh, they never would respond with the word amen. What would they do? So we describe the chasima. Let's make believe they're davening shachris on the har in the Beis HaMikdash, and the shliach tzi was reciting the brach of atah chonin liadam das lam le nashkin chonin mitcha deyabina v'haskel nuschashknas slicha chonin mitcha deyabina v'haskel baruch atah. What he's saying, baruch atah Hashem baruch haymer b'sif kol baruch baruch atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. Now I just said the complete nusach, which came later on. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. From this world to the next world. Baruch Choinein Hadoas V'chein B'kulam. That's how every chasima was made. V'ha'inin A'aymim, and those that were listening in the tzibah would respond Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso L'yoylam V'ed. How do we know that this was the proper custom in the Beis HaMikdash? V'alfin Allah Mikra the Tfilas Ezra V'si Aso. This we learn from Sukkim Sefer Nehemiah. Now the Yashmini and Hacha, the Gemara is telling us the Mikdash Rishon and the Bayis Rishon, they did not conclude the way it says in Masechet Tainis. And Masechet Tainis says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ho'olam V'yad Ho'olam. No. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ho'olam. Period. They did not conclude with the last two words V'yad Ho'olam. Lo Hoyoimim Elo Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ad Min Ho'olam. Period. But weiter in the Mishnah, Misha Kilkulu Hatzidokim V'yamu Ein Olam Elo Echad. They said there's only one world. May Hashem be blessed Min from this world, because this world is where it starts and ends. That's Apikorsis. They denied Olam Haba, Olam Ha'emes. Hiskinu Shayu Oimrim Min Ha'olam V'ad Ha'olam, the next world, this world and the next world. V'yiskinu, they also were masakin Shayadam Shayel Eshloim Chaveroi B'Shem. When you greet your friend, you should use the Shem Hashem to remind you there is a Ribayin Shalolam. Shenemar V'nei Boyaz Bo Mibes Lechem V'yemer V'yemer Lechem Hashem imachem, may Hashem be with you. He would say Hashem's name. V'yayimu loy, and they would respond Yivarechecha Hashem. V'yayimer another pasuk Hashem imachem gibor chayil, may Hashem be with you, the mighty soldier. This is in Shoftim. This is by Given, I think. Hashem imachem gibor chayil v'yayimer al tovuz, do not disgrace. Ki zikna imecha. Do not. What is the Rashi? Limud midivrei ziknei umosecha lasas mashu isash asuheim. Do not disgrace what your elders did. Look back at your forefathers. What were done during the time of the Shoftim? What was done during the time of Boaz? Boaz also lived according to many mefarshim during the time of the Shoftim. Al tavuz. Do not disgrace. Do not despise what was done in the past. Don't think they made a mistake. Ki zikna, that they're zikna, imecha. Imecha here means your mother, referring to your nation, Klal Yisrael. Look at their customs. Their customs are accurate. Don't say they were ignorant. Pum fakert. V'yomer, another pasuk we have to tell the Yimshay Hashem's name. Eis, lasos l'Hashem heferu terasecha, a time for Hashem, your Torah was annulled. To be moitzi shem shemam levatol is a terrible sin. But people began to forget that there was a Ribbono Shel Olam. They needed more chizuk to remember. But how would they remind this Hashem when they would greet their friends? They would say the Shem Hashem. That would remind them. Oh, but you've been moitzi shem shemam levatolah. If we're not going to do this, then things are going to get worse. So then you're allowed to annul the Torah. What the Torah says, do not be Meitzim Shemayim. For a purpose like this, it was permitted. Rabbi Nosson Omer, hey, fair, he says the same thing, but instead of dash the pasuk forward, Eis Las Lashem, a time Lashem, hey, fair to Shachar. Rabbi Dasan is a pun fakir. Take the same idea, but you can dash it backwards. Hey, feru Torahscha. Why did we mefer the Torah? Mishum eis last sois Hashem. It was a time to do Hashem. People should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. There's all these different stories of Bali Musar, and they would tell Talmidim, you're sitting learning Torah the whole day, you can come to forget there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. They give a clap in the bima. Everyone is singing Hasmada 24/7. Rabbi Yisai, don't forget, you're learning Torah. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Just because you learn Torah doesn't mean you can come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when you're learning the Daf Gemara. Chas v'shalom. You have to be makir. They would say the Shem Hashem over and over during the day to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to chas v'shalom forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, what? Could be. I don't remember. Even when you're learning the Daf Gemara, you can come to forget. Now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah. If you come to a place where Nes occurred, you make a bracha. She'asa li Nes b'makayim hazemnil amili amar v'yochnu li amakwa v'ayam yisrei baruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem yad mitzrayim. Yisrei made a bracha. He made a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael from the Egyptians. Anisa, the Gemara says, Anisa da'am v'rachin, Anisa yach alayim v'rachin. It's mashma that the entire Makar comes from Yisrei. Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil, he saved Klal Yisrael from Eschem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Parah, Asher Hitzil Esha'om Yad Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. That's only for the Tzibur. How do you know there's an Indian to Mevarach Hashem? Even a Yochid has an obligation to Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mor says, Anisa Dara Mevarachin, Anisa Diyochal. Mevarachin, if it was a Maishal Vahu, Vahahu Gavar, the Havik Ozla, the Aiver Yamina, he was traveling to every Yamina, name of a place. Nafal Alei Aryeh, he was attacked by a lion. Isavale Nisa, miracle occurred. He was speared. Asala Kame Durava, Amvayamale Kolemus, the Matas Lahasim, anytime you reach that place, every Yamina, where the miracle happened, you mechuyev to make the bracha baruch. You should make the bracha baruch shasli neis b'makom hazeh. The Gemara illustrates this idea further. Mar b'reid ravina have kozel b'pakto de aravos. Pakto means the village of aravos. V'tzachal lemaya, and he fell into water. He was about to drown in water. V'tzachal, he was thirsty. He became very very thirsty. V'tzachal lemaya, he was dying of drought. This Avid lay in Nisa, a miracle happened, Ivrile in the Maya, and a well, a spring appeared out of nowhere. The Ishte he drank, a miracle. The Su Zimna Chad, another story happened with him. Havikazl bi Ratika de Mechuza. Ratika means in the market of Mechuza. Vanafale Gamla Paritza, and a wild donkey attacked him. And Isparko lay Ashisa, a wall opened up. All ligava, and he entered the world. He was speared, and a miracle happened. Another bit with legend with Rashi. Rashi's mother was once walking, and they almost attacked by a wagon, and the wall opened up and saved her. Similar story. Kimot la'aravos. And every time this person he pays aravos, baruch he made the bracha. Baruch she'asali nes baravos uvegamol. Every time he came to this place, he made the bracha baravos uvegamol. Kimot la'riska the mechuzah baruch she'asali nes begam baravos. And a person experiences in his life multiple nisim, and he comes to one of the places where he was receiving the miracle, he should make a bracha, and in the bracha he should be kollel all of the miracles that happened to him in his life. That's what we learn from this Gemara. But what's the main thing that we want to learn from this Gemara? That even if a yachid experiences a miracle, he has an obligation to recite a bracha. How then can you say the only time to make a bracha is only when the tzibor experiences a miracle? The Gemara says the answer. They said, Anisa derabim, when the miracle occurred to the tzibor, kuli alma mechayve livruchin, the entire tzibor must make the bracha. Anisa diyachit, when a miracle occurs to an individual, ihu chayav livruchin, only he makes the bracha, but the tzibor need not make the bracha. So that's the difference. Tarabanan ha'roya ma'avros hayam, the place where Klal Yisrael cross the Yam Suf. We do not know where this is. Bizman has this. A very great debate among many, all different types of people, historians, and there's a lot of studies on this. Where exactly is the Mekoyim of Kriyas Yam Suf? We really don't know. There will be many different. You have to look at a map. There are many different places. Next, Ma'avros Hayarden. when they cross the Yarn, they come into Eretz Yisrael. Ma'avos nachle arnoin. We'll see what that is in the Gemara. And you see Avnei El Govish, the stones that were thrown down from heaven on the time of Yahushua. The Murad base Choroin in this area called Choroin, or the Evan Shabikesh Lazrik Aigmel Chaboshin Al Yisrael. It seems that in ancient times they knew these things were. The Evan Shayashav Allah Moshe Beshash Asa Yeshua Muhammad. Moshe sat on a stone, they lifted up his hands in the name of Muhammad. The Amalek, the Ishtai Sheloit, if you see the Netziv Melach of Lawai Loves White, the Chaymas Yirichai Shenivla Bemukhaima, the wall of Yirichai which sunk into the ground, Al Kulon Tsarch Shayi. The more elaborates in more detail. Mishlema, Ma'avos Hayom, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Dichsev, it's a miracle. Vayavahu Vnei Yisrael B'sach Yemei Basha. Ma'avos Hayardein, Dichsev Zan Lepasig, Vayamdu Hakohenim, Noisei Aharon, Bris Hashem, Becharova. B'sach Hayardein, Hochin. A miracle. They stood in the Yam, firmly established, and the Chol Yisrael Oivrim, Becharova. So these were clear miracles. How do we know what miracle was there when Klal Yisrael passed through the valley of Arnon? So the Gemara tells us a story. Rashi brings this down in the Chumash. Al Kain Ye Omer B'Sefer Milchamos Hashem. So it shall be said in the Sefer of the Wars of Hashem Es Vohev B'Suf. Now what does this mean? Vohev was Bisufa. So simply means Vohev Bisufa was a place. So the Gemara makes a drasha. What the pasuk really means. Tanya in the Braisa as Vohev Bisufa. Vohev and Sufa were names of people. They were named Shnei Mitzorayim Hayu. They were two people. There was a person whose name was Vohev, and there was a person whose name was Sufa. They were Mitzorahim, and a Mitzorah is not allowed to come into Machane Yisrael. So when they traveled through the desert, they traveled at the end. They were not traveling part of the Machane of Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael was passing through this valley towards Eretz Yisrael, Asu Amoroi, the Amoroi, the enemies, the nation of the Amorim came, of the Linhoi Nikirusa, they made caves. They dug caves for themselves. The Tashu Behoin and they hid in these caves. And they said, Ki Chalfa Yisrael Hacha, when the Jews, when Klal Yisrael, when they will pass through this valley, we will come out of these caves and we will ambush them. We will attack them. Naktilinun. Vole Haviyad, they did not know the Aru, the Aru, and Havi Maski, the Aron, Aron HaKodesh would walk in front of them, the Yisrael, Havi Mamachlu, Tori Mikamayo. And the Mount, and the Aron, the Shechina, the Anani HaKavod, would even out the mountains to make a smooth path for Klal Yisrael to travel in the Midbar. Cave on the Asa, Aron, when the Aron reached that point, the mountains came together in order to make an even path for Bnei Yisrael to pass through this area, and the Amorim were crushed inside these two mountains. And their blood flowed like a river into the Nachal of Arnon. Who saw their blood? So the Mitzrayim, Vohev and Sufa, that were traveling at the very end of the Machane, they were not traveling together with Klal Yisrael. They saw their blood flowing because they came at the very, very end. Ki asu es Vohev, when Vohev came, and this includes Sufa at the very end, Chazu damo dekonafik mibeituri, they saw the blood flowing through the mountains, asu v'yamalu Yisrael, and they told the rest of Klal Yisrael, look at the miracle, look what happened over here. There were enemies, they were hiding in the mountains, they were waiting till an ambush, and the miracle happened, and the mountains came together and crushed them. The Yamu Shira, and at that point, when they realized the miracle, Klal Yisrael, they sang Shira. So there was a miracle. Now we understand why, if a person comes to this valley, Bizman Hazeh, he is mechuyev to make the bracha. Baruch she'asa lanu nisim la'vaseinu b'makom hazeh. Hayin d'chsev v'ashvi eshed hanecholim. Eshed means the flow, and it refers to the flow of blood that gushed from the hanecholim, the nechalim, the streams of blood, asher noto l'shevesar, which came from this hill, this cliff, that dwell that was positioned against the area, the region called Or, Vinishan, and miraculously this section of mountain that was leaning against Or now was tilted and was leaning Ligvul Moav towards Moav. And by doing so, by leaning towards Moav, it caused these people that were trapped in between for them to become crushed and their blood to flow. Avne al Govish. When a person comes near the Avne al Govish, you have to make the bracha. Baruch Shosta Nisim. Bible says the clock is slow.
Yeah.
Clock is what? The clock is slow. So we're out of time. All right. Let me just tell you a gvald gvard. Very quick gvard. Why do we have a matzev? Why do people put a matzev? This was zman hazeh. A matzeva. A person chamev eshem. There's a matzeva. So there's a possibility that okay, Yaakov Avinu put a matzeva for Rachel. But once in a drush, the drush says that us alone is going to be tchias hanesim. And every person is going to have to make a bracha, Baruch Sha'asalines, because of Tchias HaNesim. Where will the person make a bracha? You have to make a bracha, Sha'asalines, Bamakoim Hazen Makoim. The Batseva is Al Shem Ha'asin. It's for the Makoim that the person, the Nifter, will one day come back Tchias HaNesim, will be able to say in this Makoim, Baruch Sha'asalines, Bamakoim Hazen. Today's not okay.